Life Audio.
Are You Scared of Loving Zacchaeus? By Laura McCorkle. Read by Kelly Jane McLean. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Luke 19:5. I'm scared of some things and some people, but I'm not too scared about spending time with those who don't know Jesus. Never have been. In fact, I enjoy people who are vastly different than me. I must say, though, that I am nowhere even close to the greatest friend who knew no stranger of all time, Jesus. And so I admire his ability to walk toward those who might scare you and me, those who we might walk away from today. Zacchaeus was one such character. He really was a despicable little man. As I'm sure you know, tax collectors in Bible times were not the sort of people you invited over for a potluck to your home on an early spring evening. No, they were viewed as the lowest of the low, the pond scum of society, the ones you wouldn't even let in your front door. Amazingly, though, Jesus didn't adjust his course when he was walking through Jericho one fine day. With his eye on the tax collector, Jesus walked right to where Zacchaeus was perched in a sycamore tree. Because he was small in stature, Zacchaeus had climbed up this tree so that he could see who Jesus was when he passed by in the crowd of people. He had heard about him, and now he wanted to see for himself. Had he heard how he'd performed miracles, how he'd attracted and fed large crowds of people, how he'd touched the untouchables and healed those with leprosy, how he'd stood up to the religious establishment and called them on their legalistic teachings? Who knows for sure? But whatever he had heard, Zacchaeus wanted to see this man who defied everyone's expectations of what the Messiah would be. "Zacchaeus," Jesus said as he addressed him by name, "come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Can you imagine what Zacchaeus must have thought? "He knows me. Wait, how does he know me? And why is he coming to spend time with me? Doesn't he know that everyone despises me because I take all of their money? Why would he want to spend time with me?" But whatever Zacchaeus must have thought didn't stop him from scrambling down the tree and welcoming Jesus gladly. He was smitten with the love of the Savior, and he knew that this was the Christ. "Look, Lord," Zacchaeus said to him, "here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." How stunning is that? Jesus didn't shy away from someone who the rest of society was shunning. He also didn't get up in Zacchaeus' face, make him feel like dirt, and then strike him down with the law in his initial effort to love him. No, he just said, "Hey, I see you, and I'm going to spend some time with you. Come on, let's go." It's the Great Commission in action. Go ye into all the world, even to the parts of town that you usually avoid, even to the societal groups that offend you, even to the family member who has chosen to live a different lifestyle. He, she, they, any of these people can represent Zacchaeus in your life. But don't walk away from them. Walk toward them and extend an invitation for a better way of living in the hope of a glorious eternity, just like Jesus did for you. Intersecting faith and life. So maybe you think I missed that one part of the Zacchaeus story with the crowd. Well, I didn't. I just saved it for last. When the crowd witnessed Jesus make his invitation to Zacchaeus, they muttered, "He is gone to be the guest of a sinner. How sad. But isn't that also you and me? We all have a person or a people group who is hard for us to love. Don't be scared of loving the Zacchaeuses in your life. The Lord will help you follow his example as you love others to him." For further reading, check out Mark 16:15, John 13:34 through 35, and 1 Peter 4:8 through 11. Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.